While we're talking together about the fundamentals of success in entrepreneurship, I'd like to return to the question of team in a particular light, and that's the issue of how you find the right people. Because it's not just a matter of finding functions or, you know, types or whatever, but really finding the people who are going to cohere effectively in your new organization. What's been your learning about that?
You know, it's the most critical thing that you can do in building a company. Any entrepreneur is not going to be successful as a team of one. So if you're going to spend your time, spend the majority of your time thinking about how do I build a team. To your point, it's not all about functional skills. There are lots of great marketers out there. There are lots of great IT folks. There are lots of great salespeople and so on. You've got to find individuals that really buy into your idea. They've got to buy into your concept and your vision. And beyond that, they've got to have that entrepreneurial gene in them. It's that old idea of how do I turn my employees into entrepreneurs, or how do I turn my team members into entrepreneurs? That's the kind of team culture that you want. You want it to be very flat, you want it to be very team-oriented, and you want it to be very collaborative in terms of its decision-making and leadership style. It's the hardest thing you can possibly do as an entrepreneur is finding those right people, because you're putting a lot of criteria there. Not only do they have to have the hard skills, not only do they have to be world-class marketers, for instance, but they also have to be entrepreneurs, and they also have to be compelled by your vision, and you've got to sell them on that vision to come to work every day and treat that company like their own.
So it's as much about chemistry as it is about resumes.
Any small organization, you really are a team. And the most high-performing teams that I've seen and studies will show are those that are more like a jazz band, less like an orchestra. And so by jazz band, I mean people that can play off one another, people that in a new organization, you don't have a formal set of written rules, you don't have a formal set of processes and controls that large companies have evolved to. So you've got to be informal, you've got to be flexible, because you're still inventing and reinventing who you are and how you're going to go to market and do business. So the best kind of team you could possibly form is like that jazz band, people that can play off one another, people that have complementary skill sets, but they all share one thing in common, and it's that passion and entrepreneurial vision to go out there and achieve that goal.
Talk to me a little bit about leadership, because there's a team, there's an idea, but if there isn't a leader to bring all this together, I can't imagine there's going to be success.
Leadership is a critical thing that entrepreneurs at times in their rush to market forget about. One thing you need to do as an entrepreneur, it's your job to not only embody that vision, but communicate it repeatedly. And there's nothing more important than that repetition, because one thing you realize when you're a fast-growing company and you're moving very fast and you're trying to keep that flexibility and nimbleness is you can wander off course pretty quickly. And you find this especially true when you get to an inflection point in your growth. When you're five people working in a small office and you're all talking to each other and you can overhear each other's conversation, it's very easy to communicate. It's very easy to understand where we are. When you grow to 10 or 20 or 30 people and you start fragmenting and you have different functions and different offices and maybe even in different locations, it places a real premium on making sure that as a leader, you're reinforcing that vision of who you are, who your customers are, and what your mission is every opportunity you get.